This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Planned Parenthood affiliate is admitting that poor women of color are targeted by the abortion giant. In public comments, an executive made the direct connection between poverty, women of color, and abortion, implying that Planned Parenthood answers poverty or racial inequity with abortion. 53% of abortions happen each year among the 31% of women of color. An analysis by Jewish scholars Arthur Goldberg and Shimon Cowan says legalized suicide assistance seems to have no bounds to its practice. Their work explores growing financial incentives for killing, how legal killing psychologically affects young people, and how such practice erodes conscience rights. They also say compassion for sufferers is lost when killing is sanctioned by the state. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
An Ohio abortion clinic failed to meet a new state law requiring smooth patient transfers to local hospitals. In that case, now before the state high court, abortion clinic attorneys argue that Ohio legislators essentially concealed the legislation that created the law in the budget. They allege that violates the state constitution. Pro-life advocates are criticizing two judges in the case, who seem to be more worried about what women will do if such clinics were closed. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.